It worked! The day big unit worked!
We're through the looking glass here, people.
Did you hear something?
No.
Did I?
I don't know.
Simpsons time, and I'm excited today because I'm going to talk about the Canine Mutiny, which has been emerging recently as one of my favorites. It is an unusual show. Maybe that's why I like it so much. I don't just like it because it's about dogs. There are quite a few dog shows, you know, Dog of Death and A Dozen and One Greyhounds. I mean, obviously you could argue pretty easily that the pilot Christmas special show is a Santa's Little Helper show as well. The reason why I like this one is because it is quiet. It has some things in common with Homer the Heretic from season 4. This is from season 8. Homer the Heretic, of course, is a better episode than this, and it is many people's favorite, or should be everybody's favorite. But the things about it that are great have a lot in common with the things about the Canine Mutiny that are great. In both shows, a big portion of the show happens or goes by with not much happening. And I really, really like that when the scene sort of stretches out, sort of luxuriates, and we get to enjoy like quiet moments in the Simpson house. Of course, there is action that happens both in Homer the Heretic and in this. I'm not going to talk about Homer the Heretic anymore. I'm just going to talk about the Canine Mutiny now. The dog gets repossessed, you know, they take a walk and meet all of these people who are so impressed with the new dog. Bart is compelled to bury his new credit card when he realizes it's causing so much trouble. He runs into the mobsters. And the whole police scene that constitutes the denouement of this episode is definitely active. But in Simpsons terms, within expectations of a Simpsons audience, there is really not much happening here at all. And I say that with admiration. I love it. This is written by Ron Hoagie, who is a very interesting writer to me. He's the one who came up with the idea of Mr. Pinchy as the B-plot for Lisa Gets an A, which is so beloved and I love so much. And this whole drama with the pets is actually kind of similar to that. we see how each Simpson, each member of the family reacts to having a new pet. In this case, it's Bart who loves the new dog the most, but everyone loves this new dog. His name is Laddie. He's extremely well-mannered and well-trained, as the catalog states. He's been hand-reared by Major Jonas Fong, the name of the, we can presume, extremely prestigious, extremely educated, rigid dog trainer who creates these gods among beasts that get mailed to people's homes. Really everyone is over the moon about how great this new dog is, and they forget about Santa's Little Helper. And Snowball, like, is not even really mentioned at all. They love the dog so much that Homer wears a tie when the family's eating so that he can impress Laddie, or in an effort to impress Laddie. He's not sure if he noticed or not. And after Marge rebukes Homer for doing that, we see her surreptitiously applying lipstick behind Laddie's back, which is so funny. And I don't even know who did this, but my hat will forever be off to a woman whose tweets appeared in my timeline once, whose avatar was that, was Marge, like, sort of shamefacedly applying lipstick, and Laddie in the background just sort of impassively looking forward. Because that moment of Marge's is often me as well. All right, so the canine mutiny starts at home with the Simpsons going through the junk mail. And there are some funny gags there of freeze your termites, you know, fire blast your termites and then save the termites. There are like many, many jokes, maybe even too many. Where Marge says that, like, Publisher's Clearinghouse says that they're out of the running. They get a free sample of gasoline, which is like this tiny little can of gasoline. Among all these junk letters, Bart discovers that he's being offered a credit card, or that somebody is. And so he applies for the credit card with the fake name, Santos L. Halper. Shout out to WFMU Friendship Society commenter who uses that name. And that name, of course, is inspired by Santa's Little Helper because while he's filling out this credit card form, he sees Santa's Little Helper doing something bad in the background. And I think he's supposed to be peeing, but it's like not rendered the right way. It looks like the way a female dog would pee. I think they should have had him squatting like he's going to poop instead. Anyway. And then, you know, it's ironic that this credit card obtained under Santa's Little Helper's name brings about his exodus from the family later on. The credit card comes, and Bart goes to the comic book shop to try to buy, like, a pile of comics with his new credit card. And that results in one of my favorite comic book guy moments. Just, like, so short, but extra disdainful. It's like, oh, very well, Santos L. Helper, if that is your real name, Bart Simpson. I just love that he knows who Bart is in that. in that moment and that he's established as one of his foes who comes into the comic book store habitually to annoy him. And so, disappointed, Bart goes and immediately finds a catalog and realizes that he can use the credit card that way by ordering things. And so he does that. And this is more of what I'm talking about, where sort of nothing is happening. It's like, you know, as close as The Simpsons comes to a Seinfeld episode. It's just like him enjoying the various things that he's bought as they are shipped to the house. And he even buys things for his family, which is nice. Lisa gets some pep pills. Homer gets smoked salmon. Or no, he gets a shirt that smells like smoked salmon, and Marge gets the salmon. He gets the pachinko machine, which goes, ding, 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 you are a winner! He gets all these things. Finally, the crux of the matter rears its head in the episode. The thing that the episode is about comes to pass. He orders the dog, Laddie. And instantly, Laddie is a hit, not just with the family, but with everyone in the neighborhood. Kent Brockman wants Laddie to give his collie a little attention, even though she's been fixed. Otto throws a frisbee for Laddie, and Laddie not only catches it, but throws it back himself. And Burns does a secret handshake with Laddie and is sort of like intimidated by him. So yeah, this is like pretty much the best dog ever. There are many, many things that he demonstrates that he can do, like watering flowers. He uses the toilet. We don't see it, but we hear the flush and makes everyone applaud. And all these things happen, but pretty soon the repo men come because Bart has not been paying his credit card bills, and they repossess everything that he has bought, and they try to repossess Laddie. He doesn't want to give up Laddie, so conveniently, since he has another dog handy, he sends Santa's little helper to the repo men, and it's very sad how quickly Bart can just be disloyal. But, you know, don't lose too much faith in Bart, because very soon after he makes this decision, he starts to get sick of Laddie because everyone else loves him. And he misses Santa's little helper because he was the only one who loved him, basically. Apparently, Santa's little helper ate Milhouse's fish at one point in the past. But why did I have the bowl, Bart? Why did I have the bowl? He tried to convince Milhouse that he never had any fish. Pretty dirty move. Laddie does, as I mentioned before, help Bart bury the credit card so that nobody can, like, come and prosecute him, at least. And they run into the mobsters who are like, you didn't see nothing if, you know, we didn't see nothing if you didn't. They're burying, like, a body rolled up in a rug. And now comes this, like, crazy adventure of Bart trying to get Santa's little helper back from the repo depot. Mo is in line in front of him asking for his floor back. His floor has been repossessed. And you actually see the entire floor behind the desk, which must have been very hard to draw. But kudos to them for doing it, because it really is funny to see the entire floor. And the dog is not there, but he gets a series of tips. Oh, we gave him to that person. Oh, we gave him to that person. Willie says, I know your dog, and I ate him. And he's saying hate, not ate. But for a second, a terrifying second, Bart thinks that Willie ate the dog. But that adventure leads him then to Reverend Lovejoy, who says that Santa's little helper is safely with one of the parishioners, and that sets in motion the end scene, which is very interesting. And Laddie, also, in this time that Bart is disenchanted with him, has done some heroic thing. And this is very telling of this episode being sort of a quiet episode, you know, where we don't see much happening. He performs a heroic act, and Bart is annoyed by it, and we don't even see what he does. We just see him being commended by the mayor afterwards. And that is how he gets the notice of Police Chief Wiggum and becomes a police dog. And what did Laddie do? Well, it turns out it was something to do with the baby with the one eyebrow, whose name is Baby Gerald, and who was given his name in this episode. And Baby Gerald, one can't help but dream up what misadventures you'll get into next, you know. So, that's what happened. I can't say enough, like, how much I really appreciate the weirdness of this episode. And in order to talk about the final scene, or the final sequence of, or final, like, group of scenes, I have to play this. So, Jamming by Bob Marley is what ends the episode. And it has ad-libs of Wiggum and Lou singing Jamming. I like Lou singing it. We're like, hey, Chief, I'm jamming. And the reason why this is happening is because at the very end, the whole, like, police force goes over to the house where Santa's little helper has been kept. For a party. And the reason why they're having a party is because Laddie, the police dog, found pot on the person of the kindly blind guy who adopted Santa's little helper. And that switcheroo is just genius. It's genius. Bart goes to the blind guy's house. The guy's name is Mr. Mitchell. To steal back the dog, or at least ask for the dog back in a pitiful way. And it's like surprise after surprise after surprise. The guy who comes to the door can't see Bart's, fake tears and rumpled hair. And then Bart feels pity for him. Then he returns in the undercover of night to steal the dog from the blind man. Even after Lisa exhorts him not to do this. And that inspires maybe my favorite line in the whole show, which is, Lisa, I can't promise to try, but I'll try to try. That's so Bart. So, you know, first Bart is this pathetic figure feeling pity for the blind man, but then when he goes back, he's sort of devious. The blind man thinks there's a burglar, but then Bart confesses and they're sort of friends. And when the... Yeah, like when the police force come, then they realize, you know, then we realize, rather, that everything is on its head. Because Laddie, who is now a police dog, comes up all friendly to the blind man. He's like, oh, I like you too. Maybe someone found a new best friend, da da da. And we think that everything is going to be tied up in a neat little bow with Laddie living with the blind man. But instead, you know, the thing happens that happens. Where's my music? That was all done because I didn't want to subject you to that Bob Marley song without talking over it. But it was like really, really excellent use of it. And I guess that's all that I have to say about it. Like they did it in such a cool, clever way. You know, and you really, really think that it's going to be sort of a sweet ending where Laddie is going to live with the blind man. But nope, Laddie busts the blind man for having pot. And then the blind man is like, I shouldn't just call him the blind man. His name is Mr. Mitchell. And he shows up later in the fish episode as somebody who is in support of pot smoking. Anyway. Wiggum and Eddie and Lou and all of them are like, hey, you know, what do we have here? Da, da, da. Yeah, it could be medicinal, Chief. And I like the line of, without it, I could go even blinder. Anyway, this has been Simpsons Time. Thank you for listening to Simpsons Time, and bear with me for a second while I get my music together. Da 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 da. Yeah! Ha ha! Acapella music time. Thank you for listening to Simpsons Time through the Debigulator for this week. Hope you enjoyed it. My name is Amanda Nazario. I will be back next week to do this all again, but, you know, talking about a different episode next time. If you want to, you can follow me on Twitter. It is at Amnaz, AMNAZZ. And on Instagram, it's AM_NAZZ. Okay. Yeah, that's about it. I do a music show also called Nazario Scenario on WFMU, which hopefully you will catch sometime. Or you can just only listen to this, which happens every week, as maybe you know by now. Talk to you later. Bye.